standing outside the VIP tent, there are numerous sounds and bangs and crashes and clashes, not from people in the tent enjoying the end of what has been a wonderful day at the festival and a wonderful gig, but enjoying the music and everything else that's still going on in the background. I'm standing next to and with Adrian McNally. Hello.
Hello, Christian. Hi.
So today, please tell everybody that has no idea who you are and what you are a part of, why you are here.
Okay, my name's Adrian. I am a member of the band The Unthanks. I'm our pianist, producer, arranger. I'm married to Rachel Unthank. Manage the band as well, run the record label, Dog's Body. I was invited here by the festival to curate and produce a record, which we launched tonight with a show. And yeah, it was it's quite a difficult record to explain. It was first put together in response to another project called the Boat Project, which was the inspiration of a couple of performance artists called Lone Twin from the South Coast, and they invited members of the public from across the southeast to donate pieces of wood that were somehow resonant to their life and their past somewhere, to donate that wood, tell the story, and all those pieces of wood were made into a boat, which has sailed around various festivals along the south coast this summer, and that has now been put in a shopping centre in Milton Keynes for this festival. Milton Keynes is a landlocked place. I think it's what's known as a twist to have it here. Yes, the International Festival commissioned me to curate a record of songwriters, each of whom would write a song based on one of the stories that came from the pieces of wood, something that they found particularly inspiring.
The name of this album is?
The name of the album is Harbour of Songs.
I've had it for over a week now, and one thing that hit me was there was a fascinating and eclectic mix of people brought together within an album, and I didn't know how to explain this. I saw the press was saying this is a concept album, and I thought, actually, that's quite interesting how they've said that, because in a way a concept album tells a story but ties together in a it ties together so well. And is that down to you and how you position tracks and wrote?
Well, I mean, it's not a concept album in the prog rock sense, I hope.
Queensryche.
Certainly, you know, the unifying theme is one of storytelling. You know, the Boat Project, you know, for as much as they built a tremendous vessel that's seaworthy, it's not really about boats or wood. It's a modern exercise in storytelling that all these donators have given up treasured possessions in favour of their story, not going to the grave with them and sharing it with the rest of humankind. And you know, in our sort of times of the cult of personality that we live in, it's nice to take part in an exercise of human sharing that, and you know, that still proves that you know, first and foremost, we're a species that learns from one another, and that that gets emotional nourishment from each other, and I think that's the unifying force behind it predominantly. But so from a sort of technical and musical point of view, it was a difficult album to make sound as one. It was recorded in so many different studios, and of course there were 12 different songwriters on it, but I tried to use sort of this, similar musicians, the same musicians as often as I could across the tracks to try and generate some coherence through the album to make it sound like one piece, which was probably the biggest challenge in a way.
And well, you only have to listen to the album to see that it totally paid off. The Unthanks, I had and was aware of, had heard of, hadn't ever seen you guys live. What an absolute treat.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping that I get to see you guys again in the not-too-distant future. What are you doing this year?
Never mind this year. Within this week, we're launching yet another record. I've actually produced and released 6 albums in 18 months now, in one shape or form. So it's been a crazy time. Next Saturday at Cambridge Folk Festival, we launch Diversions Volume 2, which is our collaboration with Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Band. Right through last year, we collaborated with a full brass band on stage with us, which is we recorded several of the concerts, and this record is, it documents that project. It's probably the most musically ambitious thing we've ever done, and probably the most enjoyable and rewarding as well. It's such a privilege to play with such an amazing band. It was a real challenge to write for them, to write for a 30-piece orchestra when I don't even read and write music. I have to get help with writing it down. It was a total joy, and they're an amateur band by all intents and purposes, and so there's total animals on the road as well, so it's great fun to be with them. So we're looking forward to Cambridge on Saturday, as well as what else we're doing. We're releasing another album in the autumn, Diversions series is like a 3-volume thing of projects that we did last year that went so well that we felt the need to document them on record, and we're sort of knocking them out all three in 1 year. So the one in the autumn, which will be volume 3, will be called Songs from the Shipyards, which will be the music from a film soundtrack that we play live to the film. It's a new film made from archive footage of the shipbuilding industry. And we'll be taking that on tour in the autumn, in October, predominantly to places that have got a history synonymous with shipbuilding, so places like Liverpool and Glasgow and Newcastle and Southampton and Hull and places like that.
Wow, prolific isn't the word, is it? For me, being brought up on a multitude of different musical styles, folk always kind of sat there amongst everything, unchanging, kind of outside of fashion, timeless in so many ways. You are complementing a kind of a folk backbone with so many different genres and styles and feelings. This is going to be a massively broad question here. What does folk mean to you?
To us, folk music's not really a style of music to us. Certainly it's been a very fashionable style of music over the last sort of 5-10 years. The vernacular of folk, both musically and visually, has been of use to everybody from Audi to Nelly Furtado in the last 10 years, for better or worse, which is all good and well. But for us, folk music is more about the content rather than the style. It's more of an oral history, that hasn't been written down. It's been passed on from generation to generation, and we're storytellers. We're interested in the content of those songs and not the style. And it's conventional, stereotypical ways in which people assume folk music to sound are all relatively modern anyway, and folk music's always followed its function. So people used to sing unaccompanied not because they used to think it sounded better, but simply because of the context in which they sang. They sang in the workplace, they sang at home, they sang wherever they were, for entertainment or to make the time pass more quickly. And it was it had a different function then, I think the only honest thing you can do really is use your own musical vocabulary to tell stories as best you can. And whenever I'm approaching a traditional song, I'm not looking to modernise it. I'm just looking to find and bring out the beauty that's in it, for all to see if you only look hard enough.
Thank you very much. You are The Unthanks on Twitter and online. You have a website?
Yes, www.the-unthanks.com.
Thank you very much, Adrian.
You're welcome.